Rejoice, my brothers, when you have to face various difficulties. You already know that this is how your faith is tested, and that will make you more patient. Now, patience must reach the goal of making you completely mature and keep you without defects. I love what this word says and how it ends in verse 4, chapter 1 of James, that the goal that patience achieves makes us mature and keeps us flawless. But only patience reaches that point to produce that fruit in us, to bring us that maturity by learning to wait when it's subject to the test that occurs by being in God. I have learned that the tests are necessary because the tests will lead us to grow in God. The test of faith produces patience, and that patience will lead us to know how to wait without losing calm. When you know how to wait without losing your cool, you can see more clearly. You have a broader vision of life, and you know when you are the opportune moments to listen, to speak, and to do, and to do not, and to not live stressed by life or out of focus and wanting to do more. Then you have to do. You strive in the Lord, but you don't force things to happen. You let God and his infinite goodness, fidelity, mercy, and sovereignty produce what you have sown. We learn to work as a team with God and to be patient, knowing when we sow, to wait, and then we reap. We stop moving under the cares of this world, which will lead us to sink into worries, and therefore, as a result of making decisions lightly, that the only thing that is not going to do is to get you into a problem after another. We think that when we solve something, opening a gap to close the other, we already have peace. But it's somewhat unstable, because what we close today, what we use today to close that gap tomorrow, is going to become our next obligation, and it will steal our peace. Therefore, when we come to the Lord, it is necessary that we be tested. The test, my dear friend, is not to discard us. It is not in the style of an audit, or in order to remove those who are not doing the right thing. The end of the test in God is to show us the condition of our heart and lead us to that true repentance, to be transformed, and then reach that degree of maturity, that is, have continuous growth in all areas of life. Why parts of God's purpose with us is that we grow in all areas of life and go from victory to victory and from triumph to triumph. That's why James gives his advice and says, rejoice when you have to face various difficulties, because that means that God is operating and that your faith, when put to the test, will lead us to reach a greater position of maturity. If today visits you the test, if today visits you the difficulty, stop observing the black point on the white wall. Stop looking. There is poor me, and stop complaining. On the contrary, thank God, because He focused on you today to work something in your life that was not well, and that it will be an obstacle so that you can hold the weight of glory. He has programmed it for you today, for your family, so that you can move forward. Not we see it that way. Every situation, let's live it, will come back in a constant complaint. Like the people of Israel in the desert, when they had a shortage of water, they complained. When they had a shortage of food, they complained. But in the desert, where they saw the most powerful, wonderful acts in servants of God. So James says, rejoice. A person who knows how to rejoice when faced with difficulties is a person who has reached a growth in faith and a high degree of maturity, because he knows that when difficulty knocks at his door, he becomes to announce that there is a move of glory that is going to be released. And when the difficulty knocks on the door, it is announcing that you looked out by the sight, by the eye that is at the door, and you begin to realize the difficulty arrived, the crisis arrived, the company is touching. It is touching what I manage. It is touching what I do. Hallelujah. That means that I am going to another level. That means that there is an area in my life that needs to be improved. That means that I am going to grow. That means that I am going for a greater victory. That means that Lord is looking at me and it is leading me to something good, to something wonderful. Because if faith is put to the test, it will make us patient. And one of the attributes of the Lord is his patience that leads us to see what others do not see. That's why I have always thought that defeats and victories do not happen in the act itself when we face it, but when we have believed it in our mind and our heart. Before facing the situations that arise, we can see that we are going to take advantage of it, that we are in defeat or in victory. And this is when we declare that we have really believed. Why? Because what is in our heart is what our mouth will speak. You see, many who say they have faith, but their words, they declare what the world is talking about. And the concern of those who have faith rises much higher, when it should be the opposite. We say that we are people of faith, but we are the ones who doubt the most. We say that we are the ones who believe the most, and that we are devoted to this, to the other God. And in the end, we are the ones who have the most fears, anguish, worries. But when we are tested by the Lord, the first thing he does is, this is what is in you. This is what is in your heart. And this is what keeps you from moving forward. There are things that in stillness we do not realize. But when we are under pressure, we will come to light. And therefore, it is important that from time to time, the Lord shakes us. And we are under pressure. Because it is when the crisis visits us. Or when we are under pressure that we begin to reflect and to revalue life. Otherwise, if we do not have that break that the Lord places on the way, we will walk through life on the rampage, thinking that everything is fine, harming others and destroying the purpose in God's plan in us. What a blessing when these times come. And I believe that as human beings, now is the moment, and we are going through this season. We are being trained. We are seeing an act of mercy from God to that man, having new opportunity. Because if God wanted to judge us, this virus called COVID-19 will be lethal for everyone. And not one will be left alive. But it has put us quietly. It has been like a brick on our windshield to be able to stop so that we can see and nature can breathe again. So that we can regain what we had lost, to observe what we had stopped observing, to be restored and to have a new beginning today. Today, my beloved friend, you have a new beginning in God. But the question is, what have you really believed? Because if you have believed the lies of the evil one and not the great truth that is Jesus, that makes you free, although believe that you are free, you will be alive, going into a prison, into a spiritual prison of pain, unforgiveness, bitterness, in a spiritual prison called the past that does not let you grow, that does not let you enjoy your family and be free. When in Christ, a true repentance brings true forgiveness. Once for all, in your mind, you will believe the truth of Jesus, that you are already forgiven, loved, and accepted, and that there is a new life. Then you are free, and now you start in victory. Even if the forecast and all the what is in front of your eyes is contradictory, in faith you have victory, and that it will always express itself in decisions and what you do. And you will begin to see how the door is open, how you walk in that victory. I already believed it within you. Now you begin to manifest it in that natural. But if you believe the lies of Satan, then before starting life, you are already defeated. In defeat or in victory, what have you believed? Perhaps today the test you are going through is to lead you to know how much that truth of God has been imparted into your life. And have you believed it? Or have you still have certain lies? And even if you end up believing them, they will not be true. They will always be a lie. Believe what God already said you are. You are a son. You are loved, approved, and accepted. Take the first step of faith and begin to walk in that faith in the Lord. Start walking in that new life that you have in Christ. Stop believing that the past was better. Stop believing that you have not been forgiven. Let go of that past today and surrender it completely to God. If you believe it's truth, before you start each project, you will already be victorious, because victory is not shown or it is not expressed when something does not go well. But from the moment we have already believed it, that we have received it from God, do not argue with the test. Do not deny more. Make the most of it. As we say out there, learn and remember that you will be defeated or you will be in victory, depending on what you have saved and treasured and believed in your mind and in your heart. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you because today your words remind us that you are working in us. That means that we are not defeated, although our eyes are seeing it. Perhaps our eyes may be seeing bankruptcy, sanctions of activities, and obstacles, the plans, but simply, Lord, in you, that is a good sign that you are the Lord working in our faith, that you are making us be patient, and you are taking us out of the rhythm of the world to walk at our own pace. And the rhythm of the world is about getting, getting, and getting. Your rhythm is about living, living, and living. Not for needs, living not for riches, living not for our desires, living for what we were born for, living for you. And when we live for you, then what we have believed becomes a reality in our mind. There are no more defeats because sin no longer governs us. There are no defeats because we have been loved, forgiven, accepted by you. In our mind, in our hearts, you rule now. Even in the midst of afflictions, we trust because you have already defeated the world, and that the Lord gives us peace and security and makes us more than conquerors because we no longer live according to what we believe. And though now you rule and direct our steps, thank you, Lord. Help us to understand this more clearly every day. And then when we begin to see what you could not see before, thank you for that victory. And from making us more than victors. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He reminds you that you can follow him on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC. And he reminds you that you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Blessings.